Yeah, you did.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirement of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag, for those who can see it?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Levis?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
Jewell?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Hagan?
Here.
Boyle?
Here.
First up on our agenda, we have a letter for the Department of Public Works, which I'm going to come down here and read publicly. Gentlemen, come on up. This is an official letter on our letterhead, so you know that it's all good. Dear friends, as the governing body of the Borough of Washington, we would like to thank the Department of Public Works for its service to the borough and its residents following Hurricane Sandy. The hard work and commitment shown in the wake of the devastating storm has not gone unnoticed. We recognize that this was not an easy time for many, but the Department of Public Works went above and beyond what was expected by putting the borough and its residents before themselves. This is an admirable deed, and we are grateful. We'd like to thank you again for your service.
Sure. I appreciate it. It's not every day we get recognized. And, you know, whenever we do, it's always an honor.
And you get waved at with all five fingers now.
The snow hasn't arrived yet. Give it a couple days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that brings us to our minutes of our meeting of November 20th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the meeting minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstention.
Correspondence?
I'll make a motion to receive and file correspondence.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this? I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it or not, but is there anybody who's interested in participating?
That's a long way off.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't think we could because of the whole, you know, raising money, donations, the discrimination thing, you know, like, because if you have a team thing, you have to solicit, don't you, you know, you can't just bowl, they want you to bring in money.
True. Good point.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
It is a long ways off as far as committing, yeah. But I personally, as soon as I saw it, I didn't think we could do it.
Yeah, I mean, they did it last year. A number of mayors from around the county did so.
Yeah.
How they did it, I'm not sure. But none of them are in jail, so I assume there's no problem with it. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Councilman Torres, you have a presentation for us?
Yes, I do.
I'll try to be brief because we have a lot of stuff on the agenda. So. I may need some clerical assistance from our manager, possibly. In a minute.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. You have to turn the lights down.
Okay.
Warming up.
Darrell, you just want to turn off one of the lights back there? I think that'll help everybody see. Okay.
You got a lake in the borough, huh?
It's
like an ocean to me.
Okay. What I'm going to be talking about tonight is some land that I discovered after doing some research. I was working for the, you know, on our code book committee, and I happened to go to the sewer plant. At the sewer plant, I noticed this piece of land that's sitting there that wasn't being used. So I had asked the people, the managers, Viola, you know, is that going to be used, and tell me about it. Well, actually, the land itself is a formerly the stabilization lagoon of the wastewater treatment plant. The use of the lagoon was abandoned in 1997, so that's 15 years or so, and the lagoon officially closed in December 1998 under DEP regulations. And there was a DEP supervisor that was there, supervising and signed off on this, in our closing. Size of the area within the former lagoon itself is approximately 64 foot by 100 foot, which is big enough for a lot of different uses. The actual former lagoon is depressed about 3.5 inches to 4 foot lower than the surrounding terrain. The surrounding higher area is approximately 40 feet more or less around its perimeter. There's also a large outbuilding that was formerly the deep coronation building that is now being used temporarily by the Yolas for storage. Access is via the DPW garage road and would remain so with minor alterations to surrounding fencing. Okay. I'm going to show you a picture of it. I can just scroll down here. I'm not doing with this.
I think if you just click the mouse, it'll go to the next report.
Yeah,
report.
If you click the mouse, okay. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, no, you went back.
Let's see.
Now,
so
click again.
Click again. This one. Okay. Now this, let me see if I can get this to work. I'm going to move this.
Yep, you won't be able to move it now because you're viewing the whole slideshow.
Let's see. I did it before. Let's see. All right. At any event, let's just go with this. It's this area right here. You can see on this left here, these are the end of our sewer treatment plant here. This is, this is the road to the DPW garage going up this way. Our garage is up in this area. This is a building that they used to use for pumps that let the water in and out of this lagoon. This was the final stage of the treatment. They actually, I believe, used phosphates to aerate. It was called the aerating lagoon in the trickle system that we formerly had. Okay.
Full of what?
It was formerly used in our trickle system of the sewage. This was used for after water left here, it got pumped through here, and basically the final stages, it was aerated. They call it an aeration lagoon, okay? But it's, like I said, been decommissioned for 15 years, just about. And from over here, this is the way that they currently get access to the Viola that sits to the plant. From here, there's a gate here. Route 57 is down here. So actually, if everybody knows where the DPW garage is, if not, it's basically, you see the apartment buildings, the sign for there, and you come off 57 up this way and then turn into this road here. We recently also installed up here, probably right about here, a brand new gate for preventing access because now we have installed that dumpster. So let's move to the next slide. Okay. This is a better overview shot and it's upside down. So you can see Route 57 again is in the top of this slide. Okay. And this shows the how far it is away from, and this is our DPW garage complex here. Okay, here's our access road. 57 is here. We're coming this way. This is the basic single lane road just for use for the Viola for their plant. Right now, currently, there's a security fence around this whole area. It's actually around this whole area, right up through, up to that tree line right here. So it goes like this. What I'm proposing is to move that, cut this part of the fence, sling it over this way, up to this building, and over to here. So basically, reusing the same fence wouldn't cost any money. And it would leave us access through this road to this field here. And then right here, we can actually, it's a little bit of a slope. However, it is adequate for at least probably 10 to 15 cars. Otherwise, it's possible to do angled parking coming in. But that's some detail that maybe could work out. In any event, that's the area that I'm proposing to do. If you can just bear with me for 1 minute, I'm going to have to
Donald,
you're
first.
Yeah.
One
second.
Wendy. Let's see. I do have these. Scott, if you wouldn't, is it possible to suspend the rules for just to make a motion?
Sure.
Okay. I'd like to hand these out then.
is a resolution I drafted up basically to allow us to just,
after 4 years, it's still in the dark.
Use this road. Have a couple of, you'll be back under the address. So if we could just vote on this. Now, I'll go into further more detail, you know, if you'd like. After, basically, this resolution is just giving us, approval. In other words, we're approving borrow use rather than just have it sit there unused by the sewer.
Can we see what this says?
Sure. Let's turn on the lights for a minute. Sure. Thank you.
Outstanding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot your name. All right. I'll read one.
Maybe, Rob, you want to grab the microphone there?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Is this on? No.
Yes.
Test. Okay. It says, resolution granting permission for a public use of municipal land located within the perimeter of the municipal wastewater treatment plant. Be resolved by the mayor and the common council of the borough of Washington, Warren County, New Jersey, that permission is hereby granted for the alternate use of land located within the perimeter of the wastewater treatment plant located in the borough of Washington, state of New Jersey, at the previously used lagoon. Okay, is it feasible? Legally, I checked all this out, okay? The land is cleared for use by the New Jersey DEP pretreatment and residuals. That's the sub-office of the New Jersey regulatory agency called the Department of Environmental Protection. B, liability. There is no added liability to a municipality other than the standard liability for specific overt negligence by a municipality or a municipal employee. That's just checked out by our attorney as well. So there would be no additional liability, regardless of what, you know, we did there. The only liability would be if we overtly, like, for example, if we left something in disrepair that we knew would be a safety hazard and somebody slipped and fell or something, then, you know, something like that could be, you know, but that's, so in other words, it wouldn't affect our insurance either because, as per above, according to our risk manager, there's no additional liability risk, so there's no increase in our insurance premium. Financially, there's no more bonds. We don't have to bond out for any project here. Okay, this is all within, all minimal, and it's all within our municipal budget. No professional fees, engineering is not necessary. It's already been done. Let's see if I can just get this to show the bottom of the slide. Okay, within the, so it's within the budget funds available.
Councilman,
so
what's your proposal, the use of this land for?
I'll get to that next, but if you would just bear with me, I still would, maybe if we could just vote on this so we can at least get on to the next step, which is I have another resolution. Or if you'd like, I can hand vote that and we can do them both at the same time.
I don't think we should vote on any of the resolutions until, you know, the presentation is completed.
All right, let me complete the presentation. That's fine. All right. So, what we can do is, what I have proposed doing is, let's go back. Ice skating pond, exactly. And we can turn this, which basically, if this goes for the lights again, please. You can see it's, you know, a field that basically has the elevated size. I kind of tried to find the best, you know, adequate, similar type of picture. So you can turn this into this, which basically for ice skating pond, you need water, which freezes naturally, a couple benches for people to put on skates. Really not that much else. So we can turn it into skating. What else is there? Okay, there is a drain located beneath the former lagoon. Can you hear me okay? Okay. This can be utilized with no changes for the project. Electricity. If it needs to be used at night, there is lines that are existing but currently offline right now along the northerly Route 57 road within the facility. These are on a separate line from Viola's plant electricity, so they can easily be adapted for use for this or any other project at this site. Piggybacking off existing lines can accommodate perimeter lighting and electric. And it is not located anywhere near the proposed solar project, which is to be behind the DPW garage. The proposed use will be ice skating by filling the natural basin with
4.5 inches of water upon its crater, which will naturally freeze and can be used until the first spring melt. Water can be supplied via the fire department pumper truck from either a nearby hydrant or a nearby Shabakon Creek. Filling to this level can be completed in a day. And natural ponds are good sites for skating. It might look like this. More and more people, as they find out about it, can be catch on and become popular. Historically, ice skating is fun and it's free. The logistics. Okay, parking can be along the access road if angled or shouldered, as I had previously mentioned, or up to the grassy area to the right of the newly installed DPW garage. If popular use of the site expands, then future budgets may provide a tarmac lot there. If electric lighting fixtures are provided, maybe in a no-cost deal with JCP&L, then night skating could be accommodated as well. Food can be provided on-site by contracting interested local veterans who have hot dog carts for hot cocoa sales and such. Any volunteers needed can be solicited for local schools. Ice hockey will generate a lot of volunteers. Oops. And kids love to skate. Did I mention kids love to skate? Okay, even toddlers. Proposed specified start costs. Fencing, as I had mentioned, it's basically a reinstall. We wouldn't have to purchase really any fencing materials. Basically, it would just be moving the existing fence. Porta potty rental. Because you would need some sort of, facility there. And then it's quite possible it can be loaned from the county, as I understand it. You need a couple benches. You need a commercial-grade white plastic liner, which is they basically line the bottom of any field before they do a commercial pond. And 2 recycled trash containers, which can be borrowed from other areas not used in the winter. Here's a typical family ice skating. Maintenance. For the first season, the DPW can recover the labor costs needed to maintain the ice and access roads as well as empty the trash. Future users should allocate the maintenance costs to the end user to clean up after each event, i.e. the bid or recreation. Whoever is going to be using it, of course, would clean it up. If public skating was to be permanent, then there might be a need for a recreation commission with the bid to formalize a schedule together to facilitate potential profitable skating add-ons, such as skating instruction, skate sharpening services, skate rental, hockey and figure team sports, rink field rentals, and concessions. Now, I did talk to the recreation commissioner as well as a bid director. Both, really are in favor of using this area. I got very mixed opinions from the rec, and I'll get into that when I get to the next slide. but I don't know how to skate. Okay, well, if you don't know how to skate, then stay home and vegetate. Okay. But even learning is fun if you don't know how. Teaching skating is for dads, mostly. Of course, moms do too. I'll leave them out. But they're pretty much busy buying fashion skates. And if that's not a lot, then yes, they have come in different styles too, so that all can be ordered online, I guess. Ooh! Gosh. Sometimes it's dangerous to skate, though. Whoops! That one probably hurt. If you fall, get up. That's the solution for the future uses. Okay, a concert stage, outdoor amphitheater. And this is really, what I had mentioned, possible use for to the bid who Sandy's here. She can maybe comment on that. A runner's track is possible for all around the field. Team sports field, home field for a proposed Washington Warriors, possibly ice hockey team, maybe? Who knows? Ice hockey, too, of course. That's big and could be big. Street hockey used to be big here. If kids are still interested in hockey, but certainly they could be. A lot of kids like to watch hockey on TV. And the kids' team, of course. Other future uses. After discussion with both the Recreation Commissioner and Chairperson and the Bid Director, sports and or cultural events such as concerts are suitable for spring, fall, and summer seasonal uses. Soccer or other field sport, lacrosse possibly, was suggested as a recreation program use. And the bid would be interested in concert stage use. Eventually, an oval runner's track might be installed there around the basin area. You have to build it, though, the rink? Well, after talking to the Recreation Commissioner, and he did see the site. He basically was not afraid of using that site there for ice skating. He likes the idea of ice skating, but Victor had suggested to spend $3,500 and purchase a ice skating rink that's assembled. It takes people, you have to buy the materials and put it up, and it would be similar to something that they had set up previously in Oxford. I don't know if anybody saw that there, but it's much smaller. It's kind of a hokey kind of thing. It's not like natural ice skating, because there would be no construction needed whatsoever. The recreational alternatives I mentioned would cost, you know, money, in at least a couple, several thousand. And eventually it could be, but, you know, of course, we just need advertising and maybe a sign, but eventually it could be concession sales. Ice skating and hot cocoa go perfect together. Another future service could be skate sharpening. I mean, you know, there's a lot of possible uses down the road. Now they would skate in Washington, okay, because, you know, I don't know, does Mario live in Washington? Maybe he lives in Australia. Maybe he's probably from Franklin. I don't know. All right. Even the mayor can be skating. Oh, look. So, everybody can skate.
Whatever you do, don't show that picture to my wife.
Okay.
Don't want to know what that is.
Okay. Okay, the size of it, again, is 64 feet by basically 100 feet. Okay, and again, if you want to see it on here, let me see if this one.
As big as a football field?
No, it's half of a football field. Actually, a third of a football field. It would be exactly a third, but a little wider. See, this is 64 feet this way, 100 feet this way.
Okay.
Okay? And that's the site again. And again, as I said, this is the access road to the DPW garage. Okay? This is the sewer plant is back up in here. The access gate for them is over here. So I'm proposing there's a link fence that goes around here, security fence. Take down a portion of this section right here and reinstall it over here. We already have a gate over here that used to be used. It's now locked for access between the DPW and Riola. So that basically wouldn't even be needed. You just have the fence go from here over to here. Okay, and let's go for. So this is what I, you know, a picture that I got offline, and certainly would be a sign. You would need some sort of sign for on Route 57, you know, in front of the apartment complex there, which is the part of municipal property that we could put a sign, and some sort of like, you know, 3-foot by 3-foot sign or something, just to let people know. And of course, flyers could be added and put on the website, let people know where we'll get out. I'll go to the schools. Tell the, you know, schools, and then once it gets into the schools of flyers, everybody in town will know. So it could be this, Washington Municipal Arena. There's two basic questions. Do we approve a resolution to allow better public use of municipal land now located within perimeter of the municipal sewage treatment plant? And two, do we approve a resolution to direct the manager to open the current fencing and reinstall existing fencing, approximately 75 feet, and other needed items to facilitate the use of this site for one season trial run of free public ice skating, with possible future of other recreational fields, including use by Recreation Commission or the bid, with a maximum limit of $1,500 for this season. So those are the two resolutions. Basically, you know, this is on the town ice skating. That's what I'm talking about. Watch out for the skaters. Could be another sign. In summary, we need to give something back to the citizens, something that is no fee activity from the borough, kept in the borough, and a low municipal cost from existing current budget funds. This will provide that and possibly much more in the future. And thank you. And that's it. Lights. Yeah, and I'd also like to thank, you know, the people that did help me out with putting this together. Quite a number of people that did help. So,
I have some questions.
Let me hand out this. Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Would this be separate and apart from the Recreation Commission?
Well, yeah, because that would Recreation Commission would run programs. So if it can easily be turned over to them for use for any program type activities. But basically, it's free open skating on a pond that we're going to, as a borough, set up. So it'd be basically separate. If they want to add on to that and have, you know, something later on, like say they want to do instructors to come that train people how to figure skate or whatever, you know, or people that just need to learn how to skate, or if they want to set up teams for hockey
you know, something like that, then it would become a sporting event that they would basically take over. But that's why I had, you know, put in here that slide for the maintenance, because I think that it's not only, see, it's just similar to the park. When I did talk to the recreation commissioner, he did also, he sent me an email. It was kind of confusing because he had, I guess he's under the impression that he has to get the land deeded over to the recreation commission. And, you know, basically that's not the fact, because what the fact is it's similar to what it would be for the municipal borough park that we have now. It's not owned by the, you know, recreation commission. It's owned by the municipal borough.
Like the basketball
court. Like the basketball court. It's the same thing. So
anyone can use
it's just a facility. Anyone can use it. It's open public land. There's no, it's expensive to change titles anyway, and that's prohibited anyway by our ordinance. They're not allowed to purchase any property.
But
so
if public property is used for recreation activities, according
mm-hmm.
to the way our recreation commission is established, aren't they in charge of it? Like, they run the park. They say when to mow the grass. We don't.
Okay.
Thing, right?
But, and what I'm proposing here,
is,
what I'm
right?
proposing is not only used for recreation, I'm proposing for use for the bed as well. Because it could be perfectly suitable in that pit area for outdoor concerts or, you know, stage events, because you can build a little stage right where, you know, where Kevin has a little garden set up? Back there? Okay.
That's right.
Anyway, it's just above, it's between the pump house building, okay, and the depressed area that I'm calling the proposed lagoon. Okay, that? Okay. In there can easily be set up at low cost a stage, temporary
who
stage.
Run that, the bid.
The bid would run it. So
they would rent it from us.
No, they would just use it. Why would they have to rent
it? That's if they want to.
Well, if they want to, sure.
It's an option.
It's an option.
It's
what
not
I'm
required
saying is,
that they do it.
Right. I'm opening this up for possible future uses. That's what the first ordinance is. The second one is the proposed use for the first year, which is free, open, public skating. Doesn't have to be run by anybody. It basically has to be maintained, which I'm proposing in here that the DPW does. And then after that, we can propose that skating be taken over by the Recreation Commission or the use of that field. If they want to use it
in
for soccer.
In a subsequent year.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Or in the spring, they come up and they say, you know what, that'd be great for a lacrosse field. You know, we don't have that. Let's go do that.
You have to take
so,
the white stuff up.
Yeah, what would the liner do to the grass?
Nothing will regrow. That's what they use.
The grass would probably come back in the
it
spring.
It comes right up, yeah. Comes right up in the spring.
Right.
What do you do
when this was closed down, let me just explain one thing. Hold on, one
question.
Second. Just hold your question.
What do you do on a
because
day,
when this was done, one
day
second,
in
one second,
September.
Okay, please. One second. When this was done, they closed the lagoon. It had a liner in it. It was a protective liner at the bottom. Okay? That was removed under DP supervision. What they replaced it with was rocks, gravel, and then 15 inches of topsoil so that it will adequately naturally drain out. Plus, it has a drain that's built into it, okay? Now, go ahead. You had a question? Maybe that helps. With the liner?
No, it doesn't. What do you do on a 60-degree day in December?
You know, skate. Obviously, people are not going to go there and skate if they see that there's puddles and it's melting.
And if I can get just a little ahead of you there, Mr. Higgins, with that, I know in order to get a safe amount of ice, you have to have it below freezing for a certain amount of time. And Mr. Holt, this may be a question.
Should
more
be 4 days.
In order to get the
4.5 inches, well, in that size, it takes 4 days.
4 days of sub 32 degree weather.
Exactly.
You agree with that, Mr. Holt?
Sounds correct.
Okay. And you said it's 3.5 inches deep right now?
No. It's 3.5 foot drop.
3.5 foot.
3.5 to 4 foot drop.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's kind of difficult to see from that angle. So. All right. So
I have to go fast because we have to be agenda.
Yeah. Okay.
But was there any other questions about this?
Do you know what the cost of that liner is?
Yeah, the liner costs between $100 and $350. And that would be a commercial liner. You can actually, if you'd like, get it with the hockey lines, or you can get it just a plain white one, or you can get a clear one, which clear one is way cheaper. But it's good to have a white one, they say. I went out to several sites. Anyone can go look by themselves. There's several sites on how to build your own backyard or pond type ice skating, you know, rink. And basically, this is what they do suggest is to have a liner.
and white helps to see, you know, the bottom. You don't see the, underneath.
Mrs. Levy, you had something?
I have a couple of questions just for clarification. Is the manager in agreement with the DPW maintaining it? Like, is that?
Is it doable?
Not at this moment, it's not doable.
Because we're down a man.
We're down a man. We have other priorities with Hurricane Sandy. January would be a different story. We could probably spare a few hours.
And are you proposing we're using 2012 budget funds?
I am, because it's there. Sure.
I don't think it is. Well, first of all,
it is. It is. Except that the manager is
I'll say a couple of things. I
budget line item.
Commend you for all the research. I am definitely in favor of using that land if it's legally we're allowed to do that for recreation purposes. But
yeah.
I have a similar question whether it should be something that's over in the recreation hands, the commission hands. That's why it's a commission now. But it's just me. I mean, I just have a, you know, everyone knows me. I have a problem using 2012 funds. And I don't think we have them anyway, because tonight we're doing the transfer. Any extra money that we do have is already being allocated tonight in that resolution where we really do need it.
Well, that's why I'm proposing this resolution first.
So,
a portion of that money.
Maybe it should be put in
2013
budget.
And look at the budget first.
And what are the actual costs? Like in this one resolution, you're saying not to exceed $2,500. What if it ends up being more than $2,500? What, then we're not going to have the ice skating
issue? Defer to the manager. I mean, I gave you the costs that are involved.
What are the actual costs for his proposal, like as far as moving the fence? Because that's the DPW hours, I guess, so. What the white liner is, will the water cost anything?
You got the same people that did the DPW garage to move and relocate the fence. At some of that security fence.
It would be between $800 and $1,000 for that.
For an outside
right.
company to do. So even at the outside company doing it, it would be, say, $1,000. So that would eat up, you know, the biggest chunk of that, you know, say $2,500.
Assuming the high ends of what you've given us so far, you're looking at $1,300 for the liner and the fencing.
And then there's a couple benches. How much?
They're minimal, $100 here and there. They're not expensive.
They're not expensive. The trash receptacles can be borrowed from another, from where it's not being used for off-season elsewhere.
I think the real question is, where is the water coming from?
The water can either come from the shower concrete, or it can come from the hydrants.
Is not a permit required in order to take water from the creek?
We could find that out as
Mr.
well.
Holt, do you know that?
I don't know if your fire department runs any drills to divert water from streams or ponds.
I defer to Mr. Jewelman.
In emergency situations, we do draft them, but that's, you know, again, I don't know if that's something we could just pull water out and pull a pond with. That I'd have to look into.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just like filling the pool up with out of a hydrant. You got to let the water company have ample time, let them know you're going to do that, so they keep track of that, so you have to get permission from the water company first.
And the stream is a class one stream, which, you know, DEP looks at very closely.
And if you took it from the hydrant, wouldn't we have to pay for that water? Like, we have to pay for the...
Well, that's what I mean. You'd have to get permission from the water company, I would assume, or at least let them know before you get anything in advance, and then they would decide from there whether to donate.
Right,
so
whether
the
hydrant,
yeah.
Whether to donate it or actually
pay
for it.
So how much money do you think it will cost?
That probably won't cost much.
If you take it from the hydrant, the water, you're paying for that water.
Yeah.
Well, you have to figure out how many gallons. Depends. Right. By the width, by the depth, by the length.
What I can do, I can have
it. Yeah, I
can't. I could reach out to the water company, Merkle Water, and I'll see if we can possibly get that water donated like they had previously done for the pool. I don't think that's really outlandish. They did it for the pool when we had a problem. This is a trial run. One time they may do it for this trial season. We can go from there. I'm just proposing a trial season for ice skating. I mean, it's not a fun thing, and a lot of people would love to do in the borough. It's something we don't have. And it does, by the way, people that do like enjoy ice skating now have to go spend a lot of money at a rink, and the nearest one is in Hackettstown. Other than that, it's in Flemington, called Aspen, down there. But, you know, it's quite expensive. You have to, you know, between skate rentals and ice time, they charge. And, you know, I mean, where else they have a pass to get in. So, you know, one way or the other, you're spending quite a bit of money when... No, I'm just
looking for something that the borough, we can give back to the borough residents and say, look, okay, something that you can do, it's another activity, it's for free, we don't charge you. And then later on, we can have things that the rec commission might want to charge for. You know, that's it. That's all I'm saying. So that's the proposal.
With
the water, basically the pumps, Justin, they can't, the pumper trucks that we have can easily be used for, like you said, the drafting, is that what they call it?
Drafting, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Again, you have to have permission to find out if it's
absolutely
able to pump out of that type of water source.
Okay.
I have a question for you, Robert,
yes.
By the way. Are we expecting to do this sometime next year or end of this year? Because
no,
it's a little too late this year to do it for this winter.
It only would take actually within a week you can have this all done. This is not a big deal. This is, people think that this is a big deal because we're spending maybe $1,500 or whatever, but it's really can be done very quickly.
Including moving a fence.
That's the thing that takes the longest. As soon as that's completed, basically the adding the water, you know, can be done in a day. Freezing, if it's done within, when the water's already frozen.
I respectfully disagree about moving the fence and everything can be done in a week. Yeah, that takes time. That's a lot.
To move the fence is already installed. I mean, it's like a chain link fence. It folds up. It's not a big deal.
It's concrete.
You have to move it.
Are they concreted in the ground?
Posts.
The posts.
Oh, the posts. The posts, yeah. That's the hardest thing to build. So, but our DPW has the auger bit.
I know.
They can drill
I understand
hole.
You're
it's
speaking for a lot of people that would have to do it, and you're answering for them. They should be the ones answering. The water company, DPW, the bid.
Well, we don't have the auger. I don't believe.
Yeah,
so.
Things
but
like
we,
that.
That needs
do we
to
have
be contracted
no?
out.
There's some details in there.
No, we can probably borrow.
We can borrow.
We don't want to buy
or rent. But I think, again, as Christine mentioned, we've still got a lot of work in town from
there's,
the storm damage.
There's some logistics.
We've got a lot of infrastructure needs to improve.
Yeah.
We're thinking about something like that.
Okay.
The other... Sure. Your picture there, your fence is going across the back of the garden where they have...
Well, hold on.
Yeah, where the old pump building was?
Well, there is another pump station, Robert, that's all the way down at the other end. What are you going to do with that?
Where?
At the other end of from where the one that he showed was?
Yeah, there's one way down.
That's not in use. That's totally storage. They don't use that anymore.
Are you going to build it here, and then there's a pumping station that actually pumps it into the creek.
Yeah. So are you going to fence that right across the driveway?
I'll show you.
That goes to that?
We could do that, but that's...
They're going to have a gate there, but then they get access to it, they need to get to it.
Mm-hmm. The electric should be useless, and it's so hard to have to be just a big marsh. Just get this back in.
Well, we could bring mosquitoes.
Okay, here, let me just get back to the right slide.
Okay,
here. All right, can you hit the ledge again for me?
Sure.
Thanks, okay. Okay, now where are we talking about on here?
Nothing on the screen yet.
Nothing on the screen. The projector's not on.
I'm sorry. Let's just get the projector on. How do I do that?
There you go. There you go. Warm it up now. We're cooking with fire.
This is the garage. You're talking about this building here? Yeah, if you're going to fit this. This is more. You're going to go by
the opening here.
Right across.
You're going to go right across and right over to this driveway?
Well, that's where, right now, that's where the gate is, the fence is right now.
Right, but they still need access to get to that.
Okay.
So are you going to leave this open?
No, because what we can do is, we can just move this back, actually, here. Because they just need the gate to get in. Okay?
If this driveway goes down to this pump station,
at the end of the tree line, there's a pump station.
Yeah, that little white thing on the left?
Yeah.
Well, it goes down here to stop, and then if there is a path that goes into that, there's no other way to access that. If you take this and go straight across here and cut this off, there's no way to get to that.
Well, I'm not proposing to do that. Okay. Where do they have the access gate there?
Well, from what I can see here, we've got some other questions that need to be answered before we move forward with this.
Okay.
Mr. Torres, you have some of those questions, comments already.
Sure.
Council has any others that they think of, I would suggest you forward them to Mr. Torres or the manager.
Are we to assume there's an ice skating committee formed now, or no? I'm just saying, we've been, you know, maybe we should, maybe it should be a committee.
All right. You want?
That way, you know, you can look into it and get back to us when all your eyes have died.
You want to be on the committee?
Actually, my plate's full right now, Robert, I wish I could.
You want to?
I say, throw that to the rec committee, have you, rec commission, have you presented a free...
Yeah, I had.
To the rec commission?
They do not want to use, they want to do it in the park, on the basketball field, with a portable rinky-dink rink, and have, you'll be skating around a little square box on a platform. If that's what you want to do, then go with the rec's idea. But after talking with them, I like this much, much better, and I think our residents like it. And so that's why I'm proposing this, rather than go with something that, number one, will cost at least $3,500, and that's without including labor costs. That's just the cost of the kits for these ice skating rinks, these portable,
Well, from what I see, we've got kind of two ways to go here. One is to either, you know, form an ice skating committee and/or have a move forward, or to deny it right off the top here. You know, I've kind of heard both things from council here.
I got the third one.
What is your question, Mrs. Sloan?
No question.
Oh, sorry.
Why don't we brush hog where the mill pond was? We used that for 100 years before this one got made. And that was free water. Nobody...
Something else to look into?
...squawked about it. Nobody pumped it, nobody did anything. I mean, that would be a permanent... I like the idea of someplace, however, my question is whether it's going to be cold enough to do it. That's...
Well, that's the what? We have no control over that.
Yeah.
Anywhere that's skating.
I know, I'm just... It's my...
Even if we have 3 months, January, February, March.
Yeah, I think that's generous right now for 3 months, but...
Okay. Well, anyway, I'd like to, you know, propose this as two different proposals. So if we could possibly do that, at least the first one is allowing the alternate use of that land.
What is council's pleasure, Mr.?
I have a question.
Okay.
Of the engineer. I'm glad you're here. The Shabacon is deemed the C1 stream, right?
Yes.
C1 stream. Can the DEP reclassify that stream?
Yeah, they can designate the quality of that stream. Yeah.
Okay. So my question is, that sewer plant was built for expansion. The only reason why we didn't expand on it was because of the C1 designation. If they change the designation, then that means that we can add on to that plant there. What happens then?
Well, this is for a temporary use. Then you just move the fence back. It's no big deal. What we're talking about is a temporary use. You move a fence. You use it for a season. Next season, if they change the designation of the creek, fine. Next year, you expand the sewer plant if it's within the budget. So we always have options. I'm not eliminating any options by suggesting to do this. I'm only offering something else. That's it.
I agree. I think it should go to the Recreation Commission. It should be a committee over there. All of us are spread too thin as far as having another ice skating committee, and it just seems to be any recreation activity should kind of go over there. I mean, if they propose,
as I had suggested,
they want capital funding from council, another $3,500 or something like that. You know, council probably would not approve that. You know.
Right. Exactly. So
I am definitely in favor of an ice skating rink. I think it's a great idea, but I think there are too many unknowns, and I think it's a recreation thing.
Janine, this would be the way to do it. If you put it through recreation, as I had said, they propose you purchase a temporary rink. You do not use this site. They want to use it for a soccer field. They are thinking gigantically. They're thinking of a gigantic, full-size, four-adult soccer field, stall permanent goals, have lighting, concession stand, and a whole 9 yards. It would be an expensive venture. And if we were to have ice skating, according to the chairperson who did meet with the recreation director on this, they proposed to set it up at the park where the basketball court is now and build a temporary ice skating rink on it, which would cost, just for the parks, $3,500,
and it will cost at least $1,000 in labor to put it together. It's going to take 2 to 3 guys.
So the first resolution is to just to designate the land that we can use it for other uses.
Exactly.
Well, I will make the motion that we designate the land for other uses.
Does that have to be in the form of a motion?
Yeah.
Can't you just use that? I mean, a resolution?
It can be either a motion or a resolution.
I'm sorry, what?
It has the same effect.
Right.
No, I mean, do we need to make it? Do we need to formalize it saying that we can use that? Does that have to be, pardon me?
Our land.
Right.
We own it.
Yeah.
So what? We don't.
Need,
we don't.
Well,
we
can do
we
what?
Can do whatever we want.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, so
yeah.
We don't need to make a resolution.
No.
It's basically
formalizing, just as saying that we could use it for that, and we're letting the public know.
Well,
what it would do.
What's council's pleasure on this? Do we want to go forward with looking at this a little more, or do we just want to say no? Do we want to?
I say the council shouldn't have any involvement in it. It should go to the Rec Commission. Whether they want to put a soccer field there, whether they want to put a skating rink there, I don't think we need to meddle in the Rec Commission's business.
It's not all their business, and it's not all their land. As a matter of fact,
you gave your presentation. I just gave
well,
you
I'm
my
not
opinion.
Done.
He gave his opinion. Mr.
Okay.
Joe, what do you think?
I have to agree with Mr. Higgins. I just think we got a lot too much right now on our plate, and this time of the year, with the budget coming up and everything, just one more thing we don't need.
Mr. Boyle?
I'm not interested in it.
Okay.
Mrs. Gleba.
I am interested in the ice skating rink. I think it should go to recreation, though. I think it's presented to them, and it should be worked through.
What if the bid wants to use that for, like I said, for an amphitheater?
Then the bid comes to us.
But right now, the bid is busy working on getting the park done in the center of town where they're building a stage, and they'll
well,
be,
sure.
they'll be
yeah.
promoting using usage of that stage first, I think, before they start going over to the
I personally think this is premature. You know, there's more questions that would need to be answered, and I don't know that I'm interested in it at this point. So that being said, there'd be no motions on any of the resolutions.
Thank you very much.
We would move
you.
On.
Thank you.
Mr. Holt. So you have for us your annual report and the wastewater management plan. And I see you have your assistant here to help you. Oh, okay.
I'll take all the help I can get.
Okay, sure.
Okay, now thank you for hearing me tonight. I just wanted to have a chance to catch up with you each year. At the end of the year, we try to do this. And first of all, thank you for allowing me to, and Suburban Consulting Engineers to serve the municipality since 2008. And we look forward to continuing our relationship with you. Just some of the things, I'll just spend about 5 minutes to give you some highlights of what accomplishments there were this year, some focus that we'd like to recommend for next year, and then I will spend a little time discussing the wastewater management plan, because I think you have some questions on that. And then as I conclude, if there's other questions, we can get into that discussion. So basically for the year 2012, we maintained the ongoing compliance with street opening soil erosion district certification. You may have seen the activity out of Park Hill Apartments, or earlier in the year there was Washington Cemetery activity. We were involved in making sure those projects comply with soil erosion and the district standards. A big thing we did this year was what we call the local limits evaluation, subject to the discharge from the wastewater treatment facility. Submission to DEP by the June 30th deadline earlier this year, demonstrating that we are maintaining, controlling, or actually limiting what people discharge to our sanitary sewer system such that our plant can treat and discharge effluent that meets its permit standards. So that was a fairly large activity that's been received by DEP. We don't have any official action from them yet on it, but as far as they're concerned, everything is in conformance with our plant and the discharge permit limits. we did address some issues with BASF. They had some discharge limit issues to our collection system, and actually we're going to be meeting with them later this month on their sustainability plan. They're making some adjustments at their site that are going to affect the flow, reduce the flow to our facility, and ultimately we know that in the near term they're planning for their departure from that site. So we're going to have a work session with them in the coming weeks to be able to understand what impact that'll have on the borough's flows and revenues for 2013, 14, 15, as their phasing plan continues. We assisted in the old DPW site parking lot transition, which I think was a success that the council should be commended for, getting, unloading what could be a liability of the old Public Works Oliver Street garage site and transitioning that area to beneficial use of the downtown business. So that was good. We had a pretty significant role in making sure the environmental aspects of that transfer were proper. Beethoven Avenue was completed this year with DOT funding, local aid grant obtained last year and completed this year for construction. We've been aggressively monitoring and making sure that Ryan Holmes and Jade Development are conforming to their site plan and subdivision requirements for the Washington Square project. And we've participated along with Quick Checks Development in Washington Township, assessing their future sewer connection and sinkholes that have developed out at that site. This is the part that some of you like, Councilman Higgins, if you can pay particular attention to this. Just to recap financially, well, what you're spending in engineering, in 2010, you spent about $112,000, and that's comprised of three categories. I break it down into what you're spending out of your annual operating budget, what you're spending out of capital budget when you have it, and then also what you're spending out of what we call escrow dollars, or dollars that are funded through applicants' fees and funds, like the developers when they come in. They're furnishing escrow to make sure that the engineering services that the borough has to provide are covered. So in 2010, of that $112,000, $48,000 was operating expense, $16,000 in escrow, and $48,000 in capital. In 2011, you spent a total of $153,000 in engineering. Again, the breakdown, $63,000 operating budget, $73,000 out of escrow, and $15,000 in capital. And then in 2012, you spent a total of $137,000, of which $59,000 was from operating funds, $59,000, coincidentally, was from escrow, and $19,000 in capital. That capital, a portion of that was the DOT-funded Beethoven Avenue project. So overall, I highlight those numbers because you can probably remember back a few years where your engineering fees were considerably higher. So we're managing what you have within the limits that you establish with your budget, the resources that you have available, and we're trying to accomplish what we can for those funds. But the mandate overall has been and probably will continue to be bare bones. We're not doing a lot of extra projects or things like that, you know, as far as spending engineering dollars. And we're fine with that. And I just want to let you know that that's where we seem to be holding our own in terms of, you know, working within your budget established. For 2013, some objectives I have for working with the borough. One of the comments in the review process was better communication. For many of you, this is the first time you're seeing me this year. And while I don't dislike coming here, you know, I don't want to spend all the engineering dollars on just presentations and dialogue if there's really no meaning for me to be here. But there probably is a benefit of having me participate a little bit more actively, either at the council level or in some of your subcommittees. You know, the sewer committee, we met once or twice this year. We can, you know, maintain that frequency just because it really is driven by the level of activity. But again, with the improved communication, the borough manager and I have kind of established monthly meetings again. If you recall, when I was first brought into the borough, I had weekly office hours, actually, with the manager, and that was very efficient, free flow of information. I think you had a pretty good handle on what was going on. Somewhere in the between there, we cut it all out, and, you know, it's kind of, who's our engineer again? Can't remember. But now, at least with monthly meetings with Christine, I think we can able to communicate back through her as to what's going on with the engineering projects. another goal is to identify additional funding sources, where and whenever possible. If there are grant opportunities, I'll bring them to you. Your subcommittee can recommend whether or not they'd be pursued. But we certainly know that you have ongoing liabilities for and financial needs to address things like the dam project, other road improvement projects. That's another area that I really want to help you understand and help develop a plan. The roads in town are really in bad shape. They continue to get worse. Unfortunately, our street opening permit process has kind of stayed that decay you know, when roads were being opened and backfilled without any monitoring, that was really causing them to decay rapidly. Our permit process now, I think, is effective, at least putting them back to a reasonable condition. But overall, you have 20 miles of road. We really need to have a capital component of your budget to be maintaining them, because with each year, we slide further and further behind. And to catch up on 20 miles worth of road reconstruction, drainage improvements, and just wearing surface is a difficult thing to overcome as you allow it to continue to decline. So I think in this year's budget process, I'll give you the benefit of our experience in other towns. Several of the towns, just for a few $100,000 a year, sounds like a lot, but it is a lot. But we're doing miles, you know, 10 miles of road in a year. So in a period of 2 or 4 or 5 years, you could have much of your streets at least brought up to some better level of service and prolong their life. Once they start to decay and water intrusion and settlement and breakup of the pavement occur, it's really a lost cause. Then you really have a full reconstruction, which is at a very high cost. Pleasant Valley Mill Dam, I think we want to maintain compliance so that we avoid any DEP concern. I think in our most recent correspondence to you, there was another phase of engineering that I'm recommending that we do, is just to really prepare the paperwork so that when DEP does come and inspect, we have full, current, accurate information for them. You know, that we know it's still a regulated dam. We have to comply with those rules. We're still pursuing opportunities to get funding to eliminate the dam. We've demonstrated the DEP satisfaction that it can be eliminated without any harm to the downstream environs, and really serves no other purpose unless we decide to ice skate again. But it's our recommendation that that be pursued, but it's at a significant cost, and it's not one that I know we can fund right now. So in the interim, let's maintain our current paperwork and inspection cycle and operating plans so that the DEP doesn't raise a red flag with our status. Believe it or not, stormwater management rules have been around, the newest ones, for over 6 years now. It's up, really, in this year we need to revisit your stormwater management plan and reissue any updates to it that are necessary. I'll make that a recommendation. That can be done under the general engineering budget for next year. ongoing tax map maintenance, will work with your tax assessor to make sure that that gets done as any new properties or deeds get recorded, that they're being maintained and updated on the tax maps accurately. There may be some lessons learned from Superstorm Sandy. Was there some improvements or reliability in terms of power supplies, fuel supplies, that we've learned the borough that we can try to implement better tools? I can work with the manager on some recommendations in that area if there's some things that may be able to be implemented. The other area that we should focus on is the, we'll talk about wastewater management plan in a minute, but not only wastewater capacity is a limiting factor in terms of cultivating redevelopment in the downtown, water supply is equally an issue, and we really need to have a better dialogue and partnership with New Jersey American and the Highlands Council on fostering and making sure that water supply is made available to the expanded needs of the downtown redevelopment plan. So I'm recommending that we get a little more vocal and a little more active with those parties to make sure that that's going in the right direction. On the capital project side, you may want to consider advancing the Borough Hall HVAC. We had a couple of phases of work done. I think there's still a few more phases to be done to really overhaul and upgrade the original HVAC infrastructure that serves these portions of these buildings. I mentioned the road plan, and also the DPW facility, fencing, paving, lighting. There were still some lingering items on the exterior site improvements that were never done under that project. Again, it's a recommendation that they be done just to make sure the investment you've made in that building doesn't decline or have a problem from vandalism or any other activity that you know, could otherwise be prevented with adequate fencing, lighting, and paving the driveway. Actually, that's a highlight. Hopefully, the solar project in the advancement of that agreement will actually be paving a portion of the Public Works driveway as a part of your agreement with them. So, that's the big picture overview. Wastewater management plan. I'll give you the benefit, just another 2 minutes. Timeline. In 2008, wastewater management planning rules under the New Jersey DEP regulations were updated. Basically, the motivation there was the planning process had been so cumbersome that most wastewater management planning agencies, like the borough, had a hard time complying and maintaining an updated plan. And any time a sewer extension was going to be permitted through the state, you had to demonstrate consistency with this plan. And if the plan wasn't current, it became an automatic snag in the approval process. So in 2008, the DEP wrote new rules and said, no longer will individual wastewater management planning agencies be responsible for their sewer plans. County will be the lead. So there'll be 21 plans in New Jersey. But unfortunately, there was an opt-out provision, and Warren County is the only, I believe the only county that opted out. So 20 other counties are the lead agencies in wastewater management planning for their county jurisdiction. Warren County opted out, and Washington Borough, we're left responsible to, again, write our own wastewater management plan, which you did commission, and we delivered by the deadline, July of 2009, down to DEP. And that's where it sat, because the resources of DEP were somewhat limited. They had to address 20 other countywide plans, and I think they left Warren County with all these little plans to get to it when they get to it. So lo and behold, late 2011, we continue to pester the DEP as to when our plan will be reviewed and commented on so we can get it finalized. And then in January 2012, Governor Christie signs an executive order that says, we realize the wastewater management planning process spelled out in 2008 isn't going as well as we'd like. How about you all just send us your maps first? So what they did is they took the whole plan process and they broke it into pieces. And unfortunately, since 09 to 12, the standards for mapping had all changed. So now we had to update your maps to reflect the current 2012 standards, which we did earlier this year and submitted by the June deadline in 2012. So now our maps have been submitted. They've actually been reviewed and approved, and now we're in a position to submit the rest of the plan. And in that process, we and the manager have discussed with DEP the unfairness of all of this, because you've spent a lot of money in 2009 to produce a complete plan, and just by virtue of inactivity, now you're incurring additional costs to update maps and update written plans. And we've asked for grant assistance from the DEP, and hopefully we'll hear back favorably. But
actually, we could hear back by our next council meeting whether or not we could receive up to $20,000 to help us finish the wastewater management plan.
Yeah. That would be the right thing
money
to
fantastic.
Happen.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll happen and that'll facilitate the completion of this. So overall, nothing has been delayed or stalled or a problem. None of the other wastewater management plans in the state are really final. They're all in the works, just as ours is. So, and you don't have developers or redevelopers coming in and walking away because you don't have an approved plan. The good news is what's occurred recently is in 2011, when you got your discharge permit of the wastewater plant renewed, the DEP reflected the true capacity of your plant at 1.5 million gallon per day, which previous to that, back in 2009, when we wrote your plan, we said you only had a 1.1 million gallon per day limit. So by virtue of getting a new permit accurately reflecting the plant capacity, you've gained in capacity. So your new wastewater management plan will demonstrate that there's adequate capacity for sewage for the downtown redevelopment area and anything else that we can anticipate sewering future uses. So that's the story of the wastewater management plan, where it sits. And I think in the next few weeks we'll hear on that funding opportunity, and if that happens, then I think we'll be ready to deliver a final plan and get it approved. The DEP reviewer that we're working with is anxious to get the Washington Borough plan approved, because we're close. She knows that we've submitted a complete plan already. The maps are now current. It just has to get the rest of the paperwork together.
Who is that? That's not Charlie Cavanaugh.
No, he's the northern enforcement guy that we deal with.
Oh, okay.
Out of Parsippany.
Who is that you...
This is Megan Goslink, who's just a staff engineer reporting to... It's the Bureau of Watershed Management. I can get you the name.
Won't the hurricane fund... I mean, we're going to get left out the way they're going to spend masses for the damage and ice that we don't get.
Oh, the funding. I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess the understanding is they have to account for these funds this year. And this funding was established in the 2008 rule.
Right.
It said, basically they said there was $100,000 for each county.
Uh-huh.
And since Warren County didn't take it, individuals in Warren County can apply for it. So we apply for the whole $100,000, but they're not going to give us it all.
Right. But I wonder, because of the massive damage.
Yeah, it's a separate fund of money already been, I don't know what you call
earmarked.
Encumbered or earmarked or whatever. So it's available for wastewater management planning agencies in Warren County.
How long was the wastewater management plan good for?
The rules in 2008 specified it to be revisited every 6 years, just like your master plan.
Okay, so every 6 years. Now, if we submitted this in 2009, and it is now 2013, for all intents and purposes, we're talking about 4 years. So it's only going to be good for 2 years, and we're going to have to revisit it again in 2 years?
No, when it's adopted, the clock will start for 6 years.
Okay. When it's adopted by?
The state.
So if they adopt it in 2013, we've got till 2019.
19, yeah.
When did they change it from 10 years? Wasn't it 10 years?
No. No, it's been 6 years.
Okay.
Does the planning board have anything to do with that?
No.
Pass a resolution for anything?
The only issue here is
more.
There's the lingering issue that we have to address is new ordinances that address riparian corridor and steep slopes. And I think I discussed it with your planning board a year and a half ago, but we didn't recommend it for final action to the council just because until I'm not going to yank that chain until we have to. So
what does that mean?
Once we know the state says your plan is good, adopt these ordinances. I don't want to have you adopt an ordinance that the state could turn around and change or upgrade based on the wastewater management planning rules. So
okay,
once
so
the state tells us that this is good to go, we'll get those new ones adopted. One of the issues, just I don't know if anybody on the planning board recalls, when we talked about the riparian corridor ordinance, the concern was that the downtown redevelopment plan could be affected by it. There's a 300-foot riparian corridor standard. Since that time, your public works garage has been turned into a parking lot. All that area of concern has really been addressed, so there's really no limitations. Plus, the riparian corridor ordinance would allow activity within previously disturbed areas anyway. So,
any other questions for Mr. Holt? Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Turchin, you're up next.
I think you could see. Could you see the back?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bright. Thanks for having me here today. I would like to show you the financial package that I would like to switch from the current to this one. I use the same software in my other municipality. I think it's more user-friendly. I think the reports generated by it are more user-friendly, and it has capabilities that I don't have right now. So I'm just going to demonstrate.
This is to replace the admin system?
This is to replace the admin. Now, it's not going to cost us anything as far as the purchase. It's going to be given completely free, and the maintenance cost will be identical to the admin's cost, so there's going to be no impact on the budget. This software has four little tabs, one that deals with budget, one that deals with purchasing and purchase requisitions, one that deals with general ledger, and then we have control over assigning access to software and things like that. But what I wanted to show you, I guess, because you really don't care how the software runs, what I wanted to show you is the quality of reports that the software generates that you could use in order to manage the budget and in order to understand, you know, the financial conditions of the town. For example, it generates the report. Okay, it generates the reports for the expenditure versus the budget. Now, the database that is loaded is not Washington Borough database because I had to borrow a database from another municipality in order to show you the reports. Can't see in the dark. That's okay. No, I'm good. And it shows the report, for example, this will be a expenditure versus appropriation for the current budget. It will show you the original budget that was adopted. If there's any changes in the budget, for example, an emergency or transfer resolution, there's going to be changes between these lines. It will show you a line with all the purchase orders, if there's any purchase orders currently outstanding. It will show you monthly expenditures in this column. It shows you yearly expenditures. It will show you amount expended and amount available for any line item in the budget. It is, the information is pretty much similar to what you have in Edmunds. I think it's just easier to read in a column format versus, you know, line under line, and you're trying to, you know, three lines in one, and you're trying to remember which line is for budget, which, you know, line is for expenditures. It's easier to read. Now, when you would get a bill list after we process it, for example, there is the option to provide you a bill list in three different ways. You can have a bill list sorted by the vendor name, you can have a bill list sorted by the department, and you can have a bill list sorted by the vendor number, for example. So the bill list that would be generated in January, for example, if it's going to look by department, it's going to show you every expenditure that charged to a particular line item. But the way I prefer to run my bill list is by the vendor name. What it does, it shows you a vendor and everything that was paid to this vendor for that month. So it gives you a complete picture of what you're spending per vendor. Now you can run, you can have reports on the entire vendor expenditures for the year, for a quarter, any way possible. But this is what the bill list would look like that you would receive. It will have a total for each vendor, and then on the last page, it will have a total for each fund expended, so you'll know how much you expended from current fund, you know, from the grant funds, capital, and all other funds. The system also allows us to cut our own checks. So while right now we're buying checks that are pre-printed in a stock, what it will allow us to do, it will allow us to buy a blank paper, and the signatures and the micro line and everything will be printed on a check. So it allows us more flexibility as far as the check run. Let me see if I could show you what the check is going to look like. If I remember the last check that was run. And it's software, it's password protected, so it's not going to just, you know, let anybody run the checks. This software has ability for me to set up security codes, and therefore, because I set up the security codes, certain people will be limited to view only, certain people will be able to put requisitions, certain people will be able, you know, to run the checks and things like that. The checks that are generated will basically have a top row that will show all the descriptions of what the check is paying. So if there's a lot of invoices, they will all be listed here as invoices paid, an amount for each invoice, and the bottom of the check will have, you know, the township and the signatures and everything pre-printed on the check. So there's going to be no need to stamping the checks or re-signing the checks.
And because we use different banks, you can have the check catered to that particular one.
Correct. This system allows you, if you go to the general ledger.
My question is, why didn't we do this sooner?
Why didn't we do it sooner? Because I wasn't ready. When you in the software, it allows you to set up where it says a bank code. It allows you to set up a bank, a routing number, and a checking account number, and everything just the way it's printed on a check, so you can have as many bank accounts as you want to, and, you know, run checks from all of them on exactly the same stack of paper. It's just when you pick the account, is going to print the account you want. So you don't have to have, you know, a box for current fund and a box for grant fund and make sure you don't accidentally put the wrong paper in. It's all the same paper. You just put it in and print the account you want.
How many checking accounts do we have now?
Well, we have an account for each fund at a minimum. So.
Let's see us, Bruce.
This system allows us to put requisition electronically the way they do it now, so it's not going to slow down any processes. And each department has access only to their own accounts, nothing more. They would go in here and they would add the requisition the way they do now. Now, you know, as we have approvals, Christine and I approve requisitions electronically. When I would come in, I would see all the requisitions that are waiting for me to be approved, and then when Christine comes in, she would see all the requisitions that are awaiting her approval. What this system has, which would be, it's going to take time. Once the requisition is approved, it becomes a purchase order. And what I like about the system, it has something called department payment approval. What that means is when department gets an invoice and they also have a purchase order signed, they're in control of putting the purchase order and invoice together, signing it, and then going into the system and basically stating that this is ready to be paid, and I am stating to you that we've received the goods and services, and I'm authorizing the payment, and then just send us the paperwork. Once they're scheduled in here, we can just move them into payment voucher and generate the bill list for you. So this is not going to be used on the first day because it requires training of other departments, but eventually I would love for every department to be able to put in their own bill and certify to us that the product has been delivered. You know, it. Other than that, it has the same capability. You know, we can put in revenue and expenditures. One thing that we have now is because we have Edmunds for the taxes and the sewer and the finance package, is it automatically populates the finance software from the tax software, so we don't have to rekey the data. This will do the same thing. We have built the interface where it will populate from Edmunds into the software, so there is not going to be any more manual work than what we have now.
So we would still keep Edmunds?
We have taxes and sewer on Edmunds right now. We don't have to keep anything. Right now, I would like to convert financial package. Once it's working, we will. This software has a tax and a sewer piece also. There is no way we can convert all three software at the same time. It's just impractical, and it's just going to create a disaster. So once I have the financial package working and everybody's trained, and as you're all aware, you know, our tax collector is retiring and we have a new tax collector in place, then we will address the issues if we want to stay with Edmunds or if we would like to switch. But right now we're going to keep Edmunds for taxes and sewer.
What kind of timeline are we looking at to change everything over into this new system? Like, could it be 6 months to a year, maybe?
Oh, no. I would love for it to be running January 1st.
Really?
Bills. Yes. I've been building the crosswalks and mm-hmm. interlinks and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff for the last couple of months. So I have all the accounts built. I have all the ledgers built. I'm building the revenue right now. And the programmers are going to input all this as a block information. What I envision is we will close the books on December 31st in Edmunds, mm-hmm. and then overnight I will have the balance of the 2012 budget input in here so we could go ahead and start paying bills for the, you know, for whatever the bills we have for December, November in the new system.
Beautiful. Excellent.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to keep Edmunds from sewer and
Tax.
This is just going to replace the
financial piece.
The financial piece.
Correct.
Now, do we pay a maintenance fee for all three right now?
We do, and it's broken down by the financial, purchasing, sewer, and tax. Each line is separately, so I know exactly how much my financial and purchasing piece is.
Okay, so this will replace the financial part.
Financial and purchasing.
Okay, of the end.
Right.
Will that save us money?
Will it save us money? It will save us time, which is money, and it's not going to cost us any more.
It'll be the same price.
Right.
Is this relatively new? I don't know the history of Edmunds, but I do know we've only been using it for a couple of years.
You've been using it since mid 2008, I think.
So, can you shed some light on the history? Like, why wasn't this one selected when... Well, I don't even know who selected Edmunds.
A previous manager at the time was more comfortable with Edmonds because that's what he used in a previous municipality.
Well, Edmonds
was actually better than what we had at the time.
Edmonds is very popular software. It is used by many municipalities.
But it can't generate the reports like this.
It's all in preference. I mean, there is other softwares in the market. I like this one because I like the reports. I like the fact that it gives me more abilities. For example, in Edmonds, and, you know, there's two, I guess, school of thoughts on it. In Edmonds, if I make a journal entry and I accidentally type 7 instead of 6, this is set in stone. I have to make another entry for that penny and write 5,000 explanations of why the penny is there. And it, while it doesn't generate a value, it creates a very long and messy report when I run it for the auditors. In here, I have the ability to open the entry I made and modify it.
Now, is there a law that accompanies that software that shows when that was changed?
Sure.
When he did it?
And if the item is deleted, it shows the log who deleted
security,
it.
That would be
right,
important.
It shows who deleted, when deleted,
right.
And everything is available. I mean, I can't get it through the software. I'll have to go through the enterprise manager and write an SQL for it, but I can get it.
Thank you.
Okay. So you're looking for a motion for us to approve it for you?
Sure, that would be fine.
I'll move.
Any other discussion? For your process, you're doing a great, excellent job. Thank you very much. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. Ms. Cerami, that brings you up in your lovely assistant.
Folding boxes today or what?
I'll bring your.
I think everybody's had a lot of presentations.
Yeah.
I will be very focused. How's that sound?
I noticed you didn't say brief.
Can I put another round of applause for everybody?
Yeah, I was just going to put some of these up. So. Those are more about the bid from the beginning, and these are more relative to this year's specific. So. Since the mayor has been in our office and to our meetings, I'm sorry, is it okay that this is down here?
Please.
Great, all right. So basically, the trifold boards are really highlighting this past year. I really wanted something you could visually see the amount of marketing materials that we've done and a nice visual for the type of press that we've got. This one is really focused about the events. Strictly events. This one is focused about the arts initiative between the art walk and the art festival. And this one is focused on business related between the business awards, business openings, and our Talk in the Morning business networking.
I'm kind of loud. Do I need a microphone or can everybody hear me? I'm plenty loud on my own. Okay.
You're good.
So good evening, and I just wanted to actually start by thanking all of you, Mayor and Council and the Borough Manager as well. Everything that we talk about and our accomplishments and everything that we have, can't do that without a committed Mayor, Council, and Manager. I'm very much in contact with other bid directors, other Main Street, heads of Main Streets, and other economic revitalization organizations, even Chamber of Commerce. And that is what allows us to be successful, is your continued support and cooperation. So everything that we talk about as a success is congratulations to all of you as well. So thank you there. So basically, we are here this evening. My name is Sandy Cerami. I'm the Executive Director for the BID, if any of you haven't met me before. And our Treasurer and CFO, Ed Fleegoff, is in the rear. He is a CPA in town as well. His office is on Belvedere Avenue. And he and I work very closely together on all of the financial reports for the organization. We do have a professional budget, business plan, five-year cash flow, financial statements. similar to the borough, as well as our internal affairs and orders, we also are audited on an annual basis by an outside accountant. His name is William Colentano. And that audit, the results of those audits are submitted to all of you annually after they are formally done, and you will get those as a follow-up in February. However, there's really not going to be a lot of surprises. We keep very close watch on our financials, on all of our accounts and everything we're doing. We look at these generally at least on a monthly basis, if not on a bi-monthly basis. So there's really not going to be a lot of surprises. Probably in February we will just submit to you our formal auditor's report, okay? So we are going to talk a little bit about 2012 and what happened there, and then we're going to talk about the business plan and budget for 2013. So that's what we're here for. As part of our ordinance and requirement, we need to submit to all of you our business plan and budget, which you all got a big packet. I hope you've had some time to review that. So, and then also as a part of that, I'm sure everybody wants to hear also about a little bit of an update on the park. So, what is the key things that the bid works on? One of the key things that we work on is business recruitment and retention. That's a very, very important part of what we do. Some of these things we can work on for as long as 4 and 5 years. You know, a lot of long-range planning, all kinds of things associated with that, visiting other downtowns, cultivating relationships, going to events, hosting things such as the coffee in the morning, business networking, and things like that. And even in this really extremely tough economy, there were 12 new and 2 reopened expanded businesses in Washington Borough. Graphicus, which is a graphic designer, Family Dollar, onto Route 31, Pandora's Box, a more upscale consignment shop, Make It Happen, a recording studios, Olivia Ray, which is a nice home decor and gift shop, Affleck Insurance Agency, Gilbert's Pub, Little Sprouts Consignment Shop, Intuitions, which is Feng Shui and Rushi, and Abilities Screen Print Shop, Get a Grip and More Consignment and Hardware, and Active Products, which is more of a warehouse, light assembly, and office. And they all open for business in Washington Borough. In addition to that, Copper Salon gave up their lease on their small rental space and purchased, expanded, and invested in our town in their new location on the East End. SBI Bail Bonds also expanded and relocated to a street-level storefront. Several small businesses also leased office space in addition to that, and are really proud that despite the continuing downturn in the nationwide housing and real estate market sale, Washington Square and Ryan Homes sold an additional 25 to 35 townhomes on top of the 25 from last year. So that is really a great coup for all of us. And, you know, we always have to think, that is one of the things that I really admire about our new borough manager, is that she really gets the two elements to the equation. Income minus expense is where you end with either a net profit or a net loss. And it's not just stripping every expense and taking every benefit that the citizens have and every program or service. It's about looking for ways to have income and to up that and to up the level of what we all together as a group can deliver. And so we're very pleased with that example of how, like, you're going after these grant fundings. And also, again, not just mayor and council, but the zoning officer, the planning board, having the mayor and the planning board be supportive of things like that. That's how things like that happen, and that's how we get a reputation, and people will find it inviting to come here. So that is extremely appreciated. So when you looked at our business plan, we have a formal business plan. We have mission, vision, and items that we are trying to accomplish. We tell you about what they are in general. We look at where we landed on those things in 2012 and where we want to go for 2013 and forward, okay? So another thing that I would like to touch upon is the events. Events in Washington Borough, at this point, we are now up to 8 annual events. In addition to that, weekly farmers market, June through the end of September. a monthly art walk, as well as a monthly business networking group as well. And these events, if you look at the total combination, over the year bring over 14,000 people into town as potential customers and consumers. And so that is a really good coup. That's what you want to do. You want to deliver people to the town and to the businesses and to enjoy our lovely downtown. And with that, in addition, the events not only do that, they also create a public awareness and a great perception from other people about the downtown. Having an art walk, arts in Washington. Having a business networking group, business in Washington. You want Washington to be associated with events and activities that are strategically planned and marketed, okay? And then also, it also establishes us as the go-to place. You know, people start saying, oh yeah, we're going to take the kids and go down to trick-or-treating to the business trick-or-treat. Oh yeah, you know what? We're going to go to the tree lighting in Washington this year. You know, they're going to have all those characters. And oh yeah, the festival's coming up. Or oh yeah, you know what? We're going to go hit the chocolate shop in Washington. So the more times you do that, you establish yourself as a destination. And that's really what we want to do. So kind of just going to stick on the event thing, going from what we did in 2012 and on the whole to what some of the highlights of the changes that you saw in the business plan for 2013. With the art walk, we're going to take that and expand the venue of activities. So there's more to drive people to see it. We're also talking about a very strong possibility of switching it to Friday, fourth Friday. So it'd be like four fun things to do or four things for fourth Friday. And we will look at if people have disposable income for art, they're more than likely to, good chance they could be a consumer for antiques. From our marketing plan and what we've been working on, we have developed a really nice antique niche. You know, it's been a real tough struggle to recoup that antique center was a destination. It was a great, it was a draw. Losing that was a big loss for all of us, and we've been working really hard to rework on that niche. As Monique, our president, likes to say, the antiquers and the upscale consignments and all of that is the first step to gentrification and upping yourself. So we're very, very pleased with that. So we will highlight with the art walk the antique trail and then entertainment, and also use the other events that we already have to kind of combine it and really make a big splash. The other big thing that we're going to do is to change the date of the festival. We get a lot of feedback on everything we do. Very careful to talk to everybody, the business owners, the vendors, the people who participate, the kids on the rides, council people, everybody, anyone who was there, to get a lot of feedback. And the number one feedback item that we got on the festival was to push it up so it'd be a little bit warmer. So we are going to move that to the weekend after Labor Day for this year. Some other tweaking. Are we ever satisfied if we have a great event? No. Of course not. Did we have a single spot left in the car show? No. There was not a single parking space left. People were actually parking kind of on the curb. So what are we going to do? Are we going to do the same thing next year? No, we're going to go for something else. You know, once you've achieved success in something, everybody else can copy and see it. You always have to be on top of the edge and try to come up with new and exciting things to rejuvenate your customer and give them a reason to come back. So we're hoping to work on a motorcycle poker run with that. And for Halloween, we're hoping to add a pet contest, which was inspired by a few little dressed-up pets that we have this year. We'll see how that goes. So those are the big changes with the event calendar. So I also wanted to actually spend some time on the budget itself. There are not a lot of big surprises here. We have had the same assessment since our inception of $200,000. 1 year we actually dropped it back to $165,000 because we had a surplus, okay? And we would have continued to drop back had we not found the need to fill in for some of the physical projects, specifically being the parking lot. So we have been depleting our surplus by funding the parking lot loan for the past several years, and we will continue to do that until the borough can come to the table as committed in 2014 so that we can close out the loan and transfer the title. And really, if you look at the cash flow, which I provided to you, that is really, really integral to the continued solvency of the bid. if we can't, you know, close out and move forward from that parking lot loan, we will have to drop our level of services and what we have to offer, and we could, in fact, have some solvency problems. The other plan for those surplus funds right now is about the parks. So as I said, I wanted to talk to everybody, I'm sure. I know that we do have a very great communication level with all of you, and so I feel like there shouldn't be any surprises. I shouldn't be coming here with anything that you really haven't heard. But the main thing that we really haven't updated you on recently is the park, and a lot of that is not knowing what's going on with the park. So here is what has really transpired in 2012, the good, the bad, and all of it. So what happened that was bad? We have applied and turned down for a federal grant, a state grant, grant to Investors Bank, Dodge Foundation, Penn Foundation, and Wells Fargo, and Route 57 Scenic Byway as well. So that is the unfortunate part, is that we did not receive grant funding for the construction from any of those entities. What is good? As everybody knows, back in, not this past year, the year before, we did receive the commitment for the grant award to purchase the park from the county. So we did actually take title to the land this year. So that was the big accomplishment. We closed on the grant from the county and received the $100,000. What else was great? We worked through any concerns or possible issues about environmental at the park. All of that was addressed. We hired a licensed site remediation professional. Everything was worked through, and we have a letter with a clean bill of health, okay? And anything else is all to be worked through. We do have a plan in process for an engineer's plan to get with some finalized items for the park. What we are giving you here that you all saw was a new conceptual. When we initially did the conceptual, we've gotten so much feedback and also spent a lot of time at the site. Boy, being out there for all of those farmers markets every Friday night on, is it a macadam or a macadam? I always say it the wrong way.
Yeah, macadam.
Whatever. I call it black asphalt, and you couldn't believe how hot it is out there at 100 degrees. And boy, did that really help me to change my mind about the park concept. You need, and also speaking with all the landscape engineers and everything, you need shade. You need a spot for people to hang, and not shade provided by huge, oversized, 20-foot evergreen trees going down one end. So, again, this is strictly a conceptual, but the idea is to provide little oases of spots for people to have shade, and then, like, built-in seating. You know how all you have to do is have, like, a little 2-inch ledge, and somebody will sit on it. You know, that's how it goes. So rather than spend a lot of money that we don't have trying to take advantage and use things like that, also make it consumer-friendly and very workable. So if you look at our 5-year cash flow throughout the budget, that's what you will see, where we are actually showing you, we have gone through, and thank you so much to all of your time and work on this, Mr. Fleegoff. We took a very hard look and projected everything of where we're going to end this year, what do we need to accomplish, what we have to next year, taking into account any obligations that we had on the parking lot. We looked at when the parking lot loan would close out and what we have, and we really have determined how much funds that we can expend towards the park. And then from there, we're also going to need to probably, we are not giving up on looking at grant funding. We are re-looking at going back to the Dodge Foundation and researching other options as well. And we will accomplish what we can with our limited funds, as well as start a fundraiser to address it. So in that 5-year cash flow, you can see that there's some earmarked funds, that parentheses, for construction of the pocket park. So we are really hoping to do some of it this year. We'll see how it goes with the, unfortunately, Hurricane Sandy kind of backed us up a little bit, but we're really hoping to put in the drainage and do the excavation, take out all the dirt and all that. Anybody who's ever been to town that didn't plan their soccer field well will know that a key thing that you have to have is the drainage. If you don't have adequate drainage, it's not going to be a park, it's going to be a marsh. So that is a key thing for us to move forward. Some people might say, oh, why don't you just plant the grass and put some sod on it, because you have to do things correctly. So we're going to get the drainage in. We're hoping to put the sidewalk up the side and the parking spaces at the inner end, meaning the part down on the, towards Church Street, away from the sidewalk. There was a few parking spots there. And so we, that 17 in 2012, 33 versus 2013, a little of it might move up, it might move out. If I can't do it in 2012, we might move it to 2013, but we still know exactly how much money we have to spend before we hit our rock bottom. And we also know that we really do really count on all of you to take over the title of the parking lot in 2014. That, again, is going to be key to our solvency and our moving forward. Other than that, in our budget, it's very straightforward. We have not had big increases in anything, administration, rent, anything like that. I mean, nothing between the 1% and 2% mark for ages. We're very straightforward. It's a very clean plan. We've been at this for 10 years. We know what we're doing. We know how to work things. We really also get in a lot of additional support, too, through donations and trades and vendor fees for our exhibits and participation in our events. So basically, that's it in a nutshell. And if anybody has any questions, I'd love to take them.
Anyone from council? Mr. Higgins.
The pocket park.
Yes.
The plans were to have the town say that it was too, correct?
Yes, but we have to construct it first.
But I think the plans included that it, when we take over the parking lot, we take over the park. So, I mean, that was what the agreement was. Am I wrong in assuming that?
I don't know if they were connected.
I think it was.
No, because the we originally asked you before we got the grant. What happened is we got approved for $500,000 loan, and we were able to achieve the construction. I think that was your first council meeting. We came in. We were able to bring the construction at only $365,000.
That was for the parking lot.
For the parking lot. So we came to council and asked if we could spend an extra $100,000 on the park. You approved that. We found out about the grant and got the grant. Why put it on your back, on any taxpayer's back, on anything, or on a big budget if there was a public source? So we never took the extra $100,000. So the loan is specific and pure only to the parking lot, and the park is an outside thing. We never expended money with the parking lot loan for the park. We came in, we asked your permission, you said yes, we never did it. Nothing from the parking lot loan paid for or was connected to the park. And we did talk to Joe Bauman, your redevelopment attorney. We spoke with our attorney as well, and everybody said that any agreements or anything that was fashioned for the park was separate, its own separate, completely separate. So there is nothing actually in the parking lot agreement or the parking lot operations and maintenance agreement about the park itself.
Yeah, I think what you're thinking of, Mr. Higgins, is that they were hoping to have the pocket park done by that same time and that we would take it over at that point. And I believe you're correct that we were waiting for you to finish the pocket park, but I know things have been delayed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know that there was ever, I mean, we always hoped to complete the park. The pocket park, we've always hoped to actually complete a lot sooner than we will. I mean, the county actually had asked us to have it done within 3 years, but that was a restriction by them, and they will extend it. It wasn't like a restriction from yourself. So there was actually nothing in the parking lot loan associated with any cost for the park whatsoever.
In 2014, when we take over that parking lot,
yes,
we agreed to it, correct? We signed an agreement, a five-year agreement.
Yes.
How much are we going to have to put out for that?
I think it's in we looked at the early loan payoff and stuff. I believe it's in the neighborhood.
We're paying debt service, area of $20,000 to $30,000.
A month?
A year.
Yeah.
So actually, I think it's in the neighborhood of $300,000. Natasha and Christine all have the numbers. As you know, we came to you and we made a whole presentation to pay it off early. so we, I'm so sorry that I don't...
Yes, you did.
I know, and I'm so sorry that I don't have it here with me, but...
I'm so sorry we didn't do that.
Yeah, well...
Yes, I am, because we were told that money was put away specifically for the park.
It was earmarked.
Anyway.
Earmarked.
Well, we do understand that the borough's accounting procedures and policies have become much stricter and about the account transfers now. And we did make a presentation, and I think what we were told is that at that point you guys weren't going to do inter-fund transfers because that's not a good accounting practice, which, you know, is agreed. So, but we have really heard from you, from the borough manager and the CFO, that we're committed to doing this in 2014. And I mean, honestly, we're really banking on it. If it doesn't happen, we're going to need to make some major, major adjustments.
I think we signed an agreement.
Yeah, we signed an agreement.
The agreement is not...
I understand what you're saying.
If
we want to.
Yes,
yeah.
We had to
we
do that.
We will offer the parking lot
for $1.
Right.
So, but it's also... Yeah, there's also the paper, and then there's the reality. So at this point, we need to ensure, and I do have to compliment both Natasha and Christine and all of you. When I first started coming to these council meetings, the reporting and all of that, there just seems such a strong handle right now on our expenses, income, our assets, and all of our funds. So I'm feeling very confident that the CFO and the borough manager has this in their sights, but obviously for that to happen, it's council that does the final approval. So I also need to always remind all of you. So.
Anything else from council?
Thanks, Gary.
Ms. Detliff, you have a question.
Is anybody looking at DSAS moving out and who's going to come in? Or?
We are aware that they are leaving, and I understand from them that they are looking to actually demo and bring that to a like field level where it is ready to be developed by anyone. Right now, I think that that is commercially zoned for industrial, but there's no saying that the planning board can't change it. So what the best thing that we could hope for is to have it ready and buildable and marketable to whatever current trend the marketplace has. And Christine and I happened to both attend the BASF CAP meeting last time, and I actually spoke with Mike Barone today and suggested that he invite all of council to the next CAP meeting so that you can all be informed and aware. So there are definitely a lot of things happening. When BASF lives, that's going to hurt the borough as a whole on our tax rolls. Mm-hmm. If they demo those buildings, you can't tax them on them. So. That was my push to them to make sure that they are going to leave that ready to develop so that we can make sure. And if not, then we have a beautiful field and a place for a ballpark or something. You don't want it to go into the state of decrepit and abandonment and decay.
Excuse me. Soil analysis.
Oh my God!
They've committed
I could
to
tell
doing
you,
all of that.
I just saw a thing with about a million. They've already soiled. They've actually completed a preliminary assessment. Yes, no, I know. They are actually had to hire a licensed site remediation professional. They have been through this at closing other operations. They're in work in Belvedere, which is a much worse situation. But they have this down to the.
Because we won't be able to use it at all unless it's...
And that is what I really wanted to hear from them at their meeting. I don't want us to be left with an eyesore. I want us to have a marketable space. Who knows?
Yeah. They have a good reputation as far as taking care of closed facilities and making sure they're better than when they took them over.
Yeah, well, it's just frightening to think that a chemical company's leaving and you go...
You
oh, yeah.
couldn't even believe. We actually, they have a historical register of any spill for over 30 years. Or was it even back even
I think
more?
It was more than that.
I think it was 50
years. Yeah, it was a lot.
Years. They had to sample things where they knew that there was a storage 50 years ago. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Well, when you have a oil tank, you have to have that. Right.
Absolutely.
So this would be just
unfortunately, we have tried, and believe me, I reached out to that cute little blonde Kim Guadagno who works for Governor Christie and says that she's going to help you to save the businesses. So, you know, I have done and everything, and I've really looked into it. I wish I could tell all of you that that's a great spot for another chemical company to come in. It's not. And it's specialized material. It's a specialized plant. Something could happen. I don't want to discourage anybody, but I certainly wouldn't hope for that. What we need to do is to make sure that when they leave it, they do it in a responsible manner. And, boy, I am really confident with them, even after the CAP meeting. I had lunch with them today. I want to,
That would be a great place to put a dirigible hangar.
Right.
Okay.
A
we'll put an auto gyro port there too.
Yeah.
Well, the point is that we want it left that we can do that. It's up to all of you and what the demands of the market are. You don't know what there might be demand for industrial again. Great. If that's is the demand for residential, you don't know. You want to be able to use maybe refuge. You don't know.
We need a large radial in there. If that's rail access, you got highway access. Mm-hmm. It's just a good
one. They have to make up our
seat. So that's a good. A good location for somebody to go home and use it.
Yeah, well, so, but
ratables are key.
I think ratables are important. Unfortunately, a ball field is really not going to pay the ratables. So that was my point, is that I don't know what the levels of standards might be different for residential versus industrial, and I don't know what the market's going to look for. A lot of industry might not want to locate in a residential area like that. That's part of why BASF is leaving. If there was a huge demand for an industrial space right now, it would have been like this for me to get that Sorrellis property that's undeveloped. You know what we're talking about? Just
which
north on 31.
Well, you look at the economy, too. I mean, the economy plays a war factor now.
Right.
So it's not necessarily a company wants to come in here. You look at the economy and what the state's economy
exactly.
is.
Exactly. So that's why I just want to make sure that whatever standards that they use and leave that site in, that we have every option open to us. And
who knows? It could be an archive system to come in here and store files. You know what I mean? It could be simple as that. You know what I mean? It's
exactly.
Not necessarily a chemical plant, but something that's ratable, a decent size, I think would be sufficient. I hope that
But to answer Mrs. Sloan's question, basically, you could be rest assured that this chemical company, because it's a global...
I can't hear...
It's a global company.
Oh, I know, I know. They're England instead of Germans.
And it's good. It's good that they are a chemical company because they know all the DEP rules.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, they would be more prone to take
that.
Care of it and
make
put it up to
sure
up to spec.
Bad.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
should be no concern there.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, the big concern we really have, to your point, is filling that ratable. That's our concern. They're not going to leave it in a contaminated condition. Our concern is the loss of the ratable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the concern
right.
for us. Mm-hmm. And how to build other ratables. And it's, you know what I mean? I'd really, you know, I think that's really good that the Sorrellis is going to the planning board to section off that section. If that could get marketable and we could get some jobs in there and some ratables, you know, get that up and improved, that would be a good thing as well.
Any other questions? Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great job, Sandy.
Thank you all.
You can stand up straight.
Actually, you know what I'm going to do, Christine? I don't want to disrupt the meeting. I'm going to leave these and come back for them tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah. It'll be here. Okay, at this point I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petition, statement, and testimony from guests.
Make a motion to close the audience.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Our reports.
Make a motion to receive and file the report that's presented.
Second. Okay, is there any discussion on the reports? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Or any abstentions? Do you have any committee reports tonight?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins.
The sewer subcommittee met at the direction of the council at the last meeting for the cost of the proposals for Veolia Water to finish those projects. After some tough negotiations yesterday, our manager got a 120-day extension on those guaranteed prices. She did a great job. What what prompted that was the guy said, I don't know if you really need this GIS system right now. We were kind of like, say what?
It came back to a want versus a need.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So what this guy is the new, he's a new manager for this area. He's out of Poughkeepsie, New York.
Poughkeepsie, New York.
Yeah, Poughkeepsie, how do you say it?
Upstate New York.
Somewhere in New York. And what he wants to do during that time frame is give us some time between now and the end of the year to, you know, whether or not we really want to do this. But on his side, what he wants to do is sit down and take a look at the projects again. He suggested that we might want to take care of some more I&I before we spend the $46,000 on this want instead of the need. So there's going to be some more conversation. He's actually going to come to the council in February, the first meeting of February, I think the manager worked out with him, is that, and he sent something in writing today, I hope.
He did.
That he guaranteed the prices for 120 days.
From January 1st.
And he decided to do that.
Right.
And who is this, Mr. Higgins?
Larry
Murphy.
Yeah.
He's the area manager.
So we don't have to approve it in December. We have some time to think about it.
We have time. We don't have to approve it now. But
okay.
When he made the comment, want versus need, we were all kind of like, what? So, and he's going to come in and give us a presentation.
Okay.
In February, after the, so we still have 90 days from kind of like the time that he gives us presentation. And he's going to have more information for us. Instead of spending the 46 on here, we might want to spend it here. So that's coming in February.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Manager.
You're welcome.
And the manhole plugs, that project's still not done. They ran into some issues where, I forget the actual term, choked the system. They had too many plugs in the manhole, which wouldn't allow enough
in
airflow.
In a particular area.
So they had to take some of those plugs back out to unchoke the system. So, I mean, that project's been going on for at least a year. And that was like high priority to plug the manholes, so you didn't have that.
How many left that? Out of 600, how many left to do?
Probably more than half.
They're going to just redistribute those. They can reuse them, right?
Yeah, they're going to put them somewhere else.
Yeah,
didn't we do 200?
We did 200.
Yeah.
We have 400 left to go. But the way they explain it is that if you put too many, it's like pouring a soda bottle, you know, the air gets in there and it flows and then it gulps, and then it just kind of starts flowing. By taking the air away from it, it gulps instead of flows. And
so do you still need 600 or
no?
They're going to take away some. So
they can
don't.
Take away some.
Right.
So what's the suggestion to fill the manhole covers you can't currently?
Well, unfortunately, what I understood out of that meeting was that was the direction of the sewer engineer were to put and install these plugs and then choke the system, so they'd go back out and take them out.
Mm-hmm.
Where they are at with that right now, yet to be determined. We moved on from that conversation.
We'll probably find out about that in February.
Probably.
No solution, though, in sight?
Yeah, well, and that's when the conversation came about metering for the I&I, which is it's water that gets into the sewer system during the storm. And, you know, they want to put meters in a particular area and then see where the heavy flow is, because they say we might have some broken pipes,
right.
We might have discharge into the sewer line, so they think that containing our I&I would be a better spend than maybe getting the GIS.
Yeah.
It's probably didn't foresee this.
Well, they have for a long time, because we are treating clean water, so to speak. You know, it's stuff that's not
spill water.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the covers, and foresee the problem with the covers, you know.
Well, it's an engineer. You know, an engineer stamps it, and everybody's like, okay. I forget what the other point.
These guys are pretty educated. That they would have known, you know, even when you put a toilet in your house, you have a vented roof. I mean, it's common.
Well, there was another point I was going to bring up about that. I forgot. No, that's all right.
Sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men, you know.
Yeah.
Your engineering says it would work, but in reality it doesn't.
It's encouraging that when we had our meeting at the plant, and we're not going to talk about it, but the report we got from a lot of things were taken care of, you know, so it was nice to see that. And they are interested in bringing the council members in 2013 to go through a
tour
of the facility, so
right.
You can, all
see
these
the
words you hear, you get to see, you know, so that's pretty exciting.
Well, Mr. Murphy made a comment, you know, I'm new to the area and you're finally going to get the service that you deserve.
Yeah, that was discouraging.
Okay. Yes, that comment did not go unnoticed or addressed.
All right, any other committee reports? Then let's move on to new business. How about if we do resolutions 165, 166, 168, and 169 together? They're all redemptions of the tax certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Not 67? It's an appropriation.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Any discussion on these? Roll call, please.
I didn't get who seconded it. I'm sorry.
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Higgins?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Shaw?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
McConnell?
Yes.
Coyle?
Yes.
Okay. 167, 2012 for transfer of current appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on these? And another roll call on that one, please.
You don't want me to talk about this?
No, I had here in my ear.
Actually, if you want to, you can.
I'm so prepared. You're really letting me down
give
here.
Give us a synopsis real quick.
Well, I got your answer. I already asked my question.
Yes,
well,
you already answered my question.
Okay.
But
well,
thank you, though.
All right, then. We'll do a roll call.
About for the viewing audience.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we'll do the transfer resolution consists of a couple of items. The main one is a transfer into legal, and this covers our ongoing litigation that we have with the DPW garage. We do owe Recreation $2,500 from an interpretation of their budget that Natasha and I interpreted wrong. This is for the weed and feed, so we do owe them $2,500. The shade tree has one tree that really needs to come down because of the storm. Well, actually, it's not because of the storm. It's preventative in case we ever have another storm. The tree is dead. We have the extra money, so we want to take care of it.
And we have until next October 29th for the next storm.
I know. I don't want to hear about another storm either.
Because we knowingly know that the tree is dead, and that comes down on somebody.
Right. We need to take care of that.
And
then the final item is fire prevention. We had a little extra work because of a medical leave and code, and they covered that office for us. So we're transferring some salary money into there. So that's it.
Thank you. Very good.
Thank you very much.
I would just like to point out the amount of money that's being transferred from general administration salaries away. Good job, Christy.
You.
Yes.
Yes. Give you a couple gold stars. Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Torres?
Yes.
Okay. 170, 2012 for an overpayment of taxes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Another roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
171, 2012, release of a driveway paving bond for Ryan Holmes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Engineer has certified everything?
Yes.
Roll call, please.
Jewell?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yeah.
Higgins?
Yes.
Okay. 172, 2012, an agreement with the Board of Education for snow removal services.
So moved.
Same as last year's.
Correct.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, that was my question. It is
just,
okay.
Just extending the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other discussion on that?
I do, Mayor, real quick. Why is it a shared service agreement? What are they giving us?
Money.
So it's a contractual agreement.
Yeah.
It's not a shared service. Does this count as like what we were talking about this morning? Or does that, or before the meeting?
I believe it does.
All right. Keep it as shared service. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? And 173, 2012, the agreement with Sinelli.
So moved. That is actually the same, too, right? Just different dates.
The same thing we had before?
Correct.
Yeah.
No change.
Mm-hmm.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And there is a new piece this evening. for Washington Borough Fire Department. Gentlemen, can you help me with his last name? Tyler... Olgenizak?
Yeah. I don't have paper in front of me here.
Me either.
Okay.
I have it. It was added to the agenda. They handed it in a little late, so...
Yeah, he's on the other company. I'm not on the same company as you.
It's your steamer company number one.
Yeah.
To be a member that we're talking about?
Yes.
New member.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstained.
Vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the vouchers, the bills.
Second.
Any discussion on any of the bills? Roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes, with the exception of anything that has to do with the fire department, I will abstain.
Torres?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes, Dave from Finelli.
Joel?
Yes, with the exception of the squad. Excuse me, the fire department.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
I have a question. Okay.
What do we have on your recap, Ms. Blanchard?
I don't think I have anything.
I don't think so either. You're getting all stuffed right tonight.
I know.
All right, I'll call you tomorrow with something then.
Yes.
Okay. Council remarks. Mr. Torres.
You were sore with me, Scott. That's nice.
Appreciate that. Well, I just want to remind council that we did get some of the best practices from the state to maybe take a look at. So I would just suggest that maybe at the next council meeting or the first one in January, you know, if we don't do it in the December meetings, to take a look at those and see if we can. Some of them are kind of interesting. That's all.
Okay. You'd like that to be an agenda item, or you just want us to have the paper?
Well, either way. I mean, you know, we'll see.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Mrs. Leva.
Yep, it was a good hometown holiday, and I thank all the council members that came out to support the bid. And if you could just ask Andrew for it, because he did it so fast I couldn't write all the numbers. Like the first piece of paper that he quoted from with the engineering breakout costs, you know, over those years, I'd like to see that.
Can you provide that to everybody? Because I got the last year.
And yeah, and then also, would it be possible to get exactly what, it's not even year to date, how much we have spent so far in litigation costs?
I can tell you, I already have the number.
For engineering and, because his numbers, he didn't include engineering, for engineering and attorney.
I don't have the breakout for, I have it combined. I have to break it out. But as of September, because that's the last bills that we paid on litigation, we're already at $25,000. So we estimated.
When you say combined, you mean engineering litigation?
Engineer and attorney fees.
Right, for engineering projects.
But for this litigation.
Right. But what? Okay. But we just tonight we just approved to transfer $45,000 for litigation. So what? 25 plus 45.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we anticipate through the end of December.
So
70,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Jewell.
I have nothing.
Mr. Higgins.
Just a quick question on the crosswalk lights. I should have asked Andrew when he was here. There are some of the lights that are in the road that are out. I thought we were getting all new lights.
Hopefully get new ones, right?
Yeah, we are. I think that was in one of my manager reports that we were getting the newest ones. But off the top of my head, I don't recall how long I said.
Okay.
Do you?
I just noticed that.
I have to follow up with the engineer on that.
I would like to wish you publicly a happy belated birthday.
Thanks.
Whose birthday?
The manager's.
The manager's birthday? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Not today.
Is that a month ago now?
It was not quite a month.
Okay, not quite. 29 days?
I don't know. I don't even want to think about a birthday.
Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
No, I don't think that's it.
All The only thing I have to add is in regard to all the litigation, my deposition keeps getting postponed and postponed and postponed. I'm into January now before
they sent me a transcript of mine.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what, how many pages?
Word for word.
I got one, too.
Remember, they said this is only going to take an hour?
Yeah.
I was there
for... Or two. Yeah. You were there all day.
They sent you home, I believe, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I had too many questions for you.
I started at 9 and I left at 5:20.
What a racket. I mean, racking up the money. That, I, you know, of course.
That's crazy.
I can't
from the,
say anything more than that. Don't
side.
Misunderstand me, right.
Okay. So do we have any reason for an executive tonight?
We do. We need to discuss.
Okay. Absolutely. I would accept a motion for executive session for... Pending litigation or contract?
So moved.
Contract.
Contract. After a 5-minute break. We have the motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?